This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Ed Sheeran has been making some very personal home videos. We'll explain.
And Kim Kardashian is sharing her leftovers, honey, but I don't mean food.
Plus, we're talking about Oscar Isaac's nickname and the Oscars curse.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Hey! We got a great show for you today, so why don't you kick it off, HK?
All right, well, before we do, of course, today is Memorial Day, so we want to take this moment to honor the men and women who have lost their lives while serving our country, man. Salute to you all.
All right, I love unlikely friendships, y'all. And one such pair of friends is Lizzo and Adele. Lizzo talked about her British pal on Andy Cohen's Sirius XM Radio. Lizzo said she loves Adele, and I quote, "She a ghetto b- like me."
Okay. All right, Lizzo.
So I gotta ask y'all, when you think of Adele, is this what you think of her? Is this how you think she is?
Only that one time when I saw her with cornrows at that party that one time.
I think this is how it was like a Jamaican bikini on.
She's got cornrows. I'm not surprised. Have y'all ever gotten, has anyone ever given y'all like a weird compliment, like a word to describe you that you didn't see coming?
Nah, not really. But like when people ask me about Gary, I actually have to say athlete. This dude is mysteriously good at weird sports. We play kickball one time.
Like what?
This dude is out here in like $1,000 shoes kicking the ball across the field. Like, it's like the Jackie Robinson of kickball.
That's funny. We're playing kickball, and I'm very athletic when I want to turn it on. Put it like that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want the girls to throw me out of the sorority and think I'm too masculine. You gotta keep it low key.
All right. Speaking of British stars, check this out. Ed Sheeran has been sued for copyright infringement in the past.
Yes,
and he's ended up settling. He had to pay out. So since then, he has an interesting way of protecting himself. Ed said, "I started filming every single session for my stuff. Everything's on film, and we've had claims come through on songs, and we go, well, here's the footage, and you watch, and you'll see that there's nothing there."
Wow.
Well, what do you guys think about it? Is this a smart idea to record your writing sessions like this?
Very smart. I'm not an artist, but I would imagine it's a very smart idea. But HK and Brat, what do you guys think?
I guess so. I don't like being kind of distracted by cameras, but if it's going to protect me later on, yeah, I think it's a great idea.
And I think when you look at the magic that was, you know, Kanye West's Genius documentary, you kind of want to try to keep the camera rolling at all times because you never know when you're capturing something magical. So if you have all this archival footage, just imagine if you would have had video of Michael Jackson making Thriller. Or like LL Cool J working on like Mama Said Knock You Out. Like you just want to see what goes into that.
Brad, what if the camera was like in the corner somewhere hidden and you really didn't know it was there? You'd probably forget about it.
Yeah, if it's not visible, it'll be cool.
Isn't that kind of something like making a sex tape? You know, you don't know that the camera is there and people just film you and then...
Unless you're Kim Kardashian.
Well, yeah, see.
Very different. That's very different.
Is that what you do, Gary?
The thing about a sex tape is it's very different if other people don't know the camera's there. That's very different.
That's very illegal, too. You'll get arrested for that. You'll go to prison for that, y'all. Don't do that.
Yeah. Well, if I got proof you said that I did something, I said, no, I didn't. Pull out the tape.
All right, Marvel's Moon Knight star Oscar Isaac has lots of devoted fans, and it turns out some of his admirers refer to him as Daddy.
Ooh.
Well, when a reporter gave him this info, Oscar said, and I quote, "I didn't know fans called me Daddy, but that's okay. They can call me Daddy if they want to. I don't mind. He's a sweet guy." Oscar is 43, y'all, and he does rock some gray in his beard sometimes. You think those things make someone of a daddy? Is it more
of a
trick?
The gray hair. It's the gray hair makes somebody a daddy.
All right.
That distinguished gentleman daddy, look. I mean, it's a compliment. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, it means you're still keeping it together. It's a problem when they start calling you Pops. All right, Pops.
Poppy's good. What's up?
Can I call you Daddy?
You can call me whatever you want, Gare Bear. I love you, baby. When did that
start to happen? When did getting called Daddy become like this kind of like flirty sexual compliment? When did that happen?
Years ago.
Years ago.
No one's called me Daddy too yet.
I've been called Poppy. I've been called Daddy a couple times.
Really?
It's kind of sexy. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah.
It's really sexual when they call you Big Daddy.
That's even better.
See, I live in my head too much when people be like, hey, do it to me, daddy. I start thinking, like, what did your dad do to you? This is terrible.
HK, that happened to me in college, brother. Yes. What? That happened to be in college. That was weird. It was weird, bro. It was weird. Yeah, it was weird.
All right, man, so did you guys know that there's an Oscar curse?
Yeah.
No.
No.
And this has nothing to do with Will Smith's Oscar slap, all right? So the superstition is that an actress, husband, or partner will leave her once she's won an Academy Award. Now, wow. It's been said whether it's 1 year or 10 years, the curse will strike, and it seems as if it's true because it's been happening for decades, right? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Liz Taylor. Now, she struck out twice after winning her Academy Awards, divorcing both Eddie Fisher and Richard Burton. Goldie Hawn, Liza Minnelli, and some of the other OG actresses that succumbed to the curse. The list also includes Halle Berry and Eric Benet, Hilary Swank and Chad Lowe, Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Phillippe, Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton. They've all fallen victim to the curse.
But you know what, though? But there's another curse. I don't know. We're not talking about it. It's a curse when the African Americans win Oscars. They don't work no more. I mean, they don't hardly get no good
guy.
Monique. Honey, what's his name?
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Yeah.
What's his name? What's the other guy name with the bobsled?
That was Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
With the bobsled. Octavia Spencer's won an Oscar, and she's been working.
Yeah.
She's had a pretty good career, y'all.
They ain't making $20 million movies, though, like their counterparts are, honey. When you usually win an Oscar, you became the $20 million winner. Not none of them I name.
I don't believe it.
What about Denzel? Denzel's done very well for himself.
Oh, my gosh. You guys think about this. If it's not just actresses, what actors? Just won an Oscar, and we know that relationship's a little rocky right now.
Oh, Will Smith and Jada.
Yeah.
These people's relationships are rocky because they caused them to be that way. It has nothing to do with an Oscar or an award. I'll be damned if my wife will not be there right with me when we get the award, and we're going to still be forever.
But I think to get an Oscar or award for acting, you got to be, like, a smidge crazy to even, like, you know, thrive in the arts, right? So you know, just imagine what they take home with them sometimes off these sets. The pressure and, like, just sometimes being in character, not being able to let things go. It can create that tension at the home front.
That's in anybody's life.
But if you go home acting like Abraham Lincoln because you're playing him and stuff and then your wife don't understand,
that's your job.
What is this thing that's heating off food?
See, if you do come home like that, I might have to divorce you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Keep that hat.
Keep that hat. All right, keeping the dish cooking. All right, we know some of the jokes that didn't make the cut for Kim Kardashian's SNL appearance, all right? So on their Hulu series, Kim sat down with close friend Amy Schumer to run through her monologue, and we got to hear some of the jokes that never made SNL. Mm. The first joke to go was from the People's Court, and that's court with a K, the People's Court sketch starring Chris Redd as Kanye asking Kim to be his lawyer in their divorce. But Kim said the divorce was very sensitive for Ye, so she asked for it to be cut, which is very nice, to tell you the truth. The shadiest joke was about her sister Chloe's on and off relationship with Tristan Thompson. The joke was, oh, Chloe, you have the biggest heart. It's so big it has room for Tristan and all of his side pieces.
Damn.
Yeah, that was a good joke. They should let that one rock.
I would have kept that one in. I love that one.
Brad, can you imagine your sibling going in on you on TV like that, joking about your pain?
Especially when it's still fresh. That's not cool. No.
So you said if Lisa Ray made a joke about the shadiness, I mean, would it be a problem if she made a joke to you?
No, because somebody wrote these jokes for them. My sister wouldn't be insensitive like that and crack a joke like that. She would do something that we discussed and agreed on to make sure that I'm okay and vice versa.
Yeah, but Kim don't give a damn, honey. She don't care about Chloe.
Yes, she do. That's why they didn't do the joke, Gary.
She probably got some heat behind that, honey.
Oh, my God.
if it was a joke about Courtney, Kim would have said it. Mm. She has a different relationship with Chloe.
Yes.
She has a different relationship with Chloe than Courtney. Come
on, knows about that one.
But Courtney is happy as hell right now, and they wouldn't care if they did Scott Disick anyway.
Right, exactly.
All right, y'all, coming up, we have another dish debate about Shaq and his sons. We'll get into this and much, much more right after the break.
Dish Nation. All y'all, time for a Dish Nation. Yeah, that's why I'm here. Looks like Shaq has a soft spot for the girls, y'all. In a recent episode of the Pivot Podcast, he shared that he told his sons they had to leave the house when they turned 18, but his daughters can stay as long as they want. What? What are your thoughts on this, y'all? Damn it. Is it a cultural thing because Latinos, we can stay as long as we want?
What?
Like, what's up with that, y'all? Why are we always trying to kick the boys out?
Well, it ain't culture in our house, baby.
The boys need to grow out and become men.
Exactly, honey. I left at 17, and I thought that was a great thing because staying in the house, honey. At no 30-year-old, no 30-year-old ass man, you ain't gonna be no good for nobody's daughter.
That's true.
For one thing, honey, go out and work.
But here's my thing about it. It's like, I think it's good for young men and women to get out of the house.
Absolutely.
And learn to support themselves.
Yes.
Whole thing, for me, it gets a little weird because it's like, yo, like, do you not want your girls to be able to support themselves? Do you not want to raise these independent women? Just trying to tell them they can stay forever, you know?
Yeah. And being caught by mom when you have company over, that's not cool, bro, because that happened to me a couple times. Mom, I know you watch this show a lot. I love you, but damn, she wouldn't even knock on the door, bro. She would just storm right in.
Oh, wait, catch you?
Catch me, bro.
The exact same thing. My mom had a mutant ability to find me with my hand up a girl's shirt. I was like, she could just, like, that was her. She was like Magneto, like
Man,
that.
I'm sorry for all the girls that got caught with me and my mom catching this. I'm sorry, y'all. Scarred for life.
All right, y'all, moving on. It looks like Dirty Dancing star Jennifer Grey has admitted to having two nose jobs at the height of her career in the early 90s. She claimed that her new look left her unrecognizable and it led to her losing her identity. She recalled an incident attending a premiere shortly after she'd undergone her nose job, and actor friend Michael Douglas had no idea who she was because she looked so different.
Based off these pictures, she should even spell her name differently, because that is a totally different person.
It is.
That's Jennifer Grey.
Totally different person. Like, if I shaved my beard tomorrow, I'd probably get fired because y'all wouldn't even recognize me. Total baby face under this beard. I look totally different.
But even Chewy, think about that, though. That's a beard, and if it went bad, you got another beard in a month.
Right. Hair grows back, but
Jennifer
you don't got
Grey,
another nose, bro.
Dirty Dancing was so big, and everyone loved her, and it's like she had a unique look.
Unique face.
You know?
And a distinct look and distinct face.
Yeah.
So what would be the reason for y'all to change something on your body?
I ain't changing nothing.
You not?
I ain't changing nothing.
I would change my butt. I would like to have a BBL, because when I look at
you, really?
My stomach is a little more protruding and my butt flat.
Where'd they go get the fat from, baby?
Like,
you ain't got no fat on that body.
They could take it from my back and my stomach and transfer it.
What about them little ankles? It's not going to be proportioned,
them ankles,
Bobby.
Strong, baby.
They held up a lot of weight,
like
honey.
Red oak tree legs.
See, Gary, you just need to hit the lunges and the squats. Let us see them gym videos.
That's all you got to do, man.
You don't want to work out.
Thank you.
You don't want to work out.
You don't want it.
You just want two little chicken cutlets back there.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
You can do that.
Got you looking like a Kardashian.
Okay. We're moving on. A Brazilian chef named Batista is cashing in big bucks by sharing kinky cooking content on her OnlyFans.
Of course.
Now, she told reporters, "The dream of most of my fans is for me to cook a meal in a sexy way." She also added, "Sex and cooking have a lot in common." And she said, 8 hours of cooking is equal to 8 hours of orgasms." Which you serving
all right.
Good God.
I'll take it to go plate.
Hey, y'all. I don't know if this is TMI, but I made this mistake once of cooking in the nude. I was partially nude, and I was cooking with hot grease, and I was making tacos, and I burned my ass off, y'all. It really hurt. It really did hurt. So don't do it. Don't do it.
I feel like you've been there at some point or other, you know.
If you're working with hot grease, like hide your little kibbles and bits.
How much grease
did you have
in the ground beef?
Just take one little piece.
What's
even
how much
trying to like
you have
with shirtless, man. Once that grease hits you, man, you start hollering like a wolf.
Try frying some bacon naked.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. Hey, bacon naked sounds like a fun YouTube channel.
Naked baking is the next good OnlyFans account.
Naked baking. Hey. Burn your butt off.
All right, honey. Up next, y'all, we have another dish debate that might have you wanting to leave the altar.
Ooh.
We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. All right, now there's a social media post that's been going around that has everybody want to put in their two cents, so you guys know what that means.
Oh!
Dish debate! I'm really interested in what everyone has to say here because as a single person, I need some advice. The post goes like this. Getting married at the age of 25 to 27 is like leaving a party at 8 p.m.
100% true. But you could be an old soul. You might have an old soul and be like, yo, I'm ready for marriage. I'm ready for kids at a young
age.
At
25.
I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to. If you find love, you find love, bro. Get married.
So Chewy disagrees.
Kinda, yeah.
What do y'all think in Atlanta?
My thing is, honey, I think you should get married, honey. I would rather get married in my damn late 40s. Because once I get married in my 40s, I feel that person's going to love me now. Because you done all your and I done all mine. And now we together.
I left the party way too early. I left the party at 9 p.m.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I missed Tinder, bro. I've been off these streets for a long time.
It's
like,
Tinder?
I missed it.
Hey, Tinder is very exciting. I'll head crack. I got Tinder stories for days. No,
do you, bro?
Yeah, I
got MySpace stories for days.
Oh, the last days of MySpace. MySpace was the one. Heavy, like, but
MySpace was the one, boy.
So
I know.
You're crazy.
Like, Tinder is like the Uber Eats of sex, and I missed it. It's like I died in 1995.
It's going to be okay, head crack. Boys, calm down.
So the moral of the story is don't get married early. Live your life, have fun, go to Vegas. Go to Atlanta and go crazy and then get married.
Well, y'all, the relationship might be over for Selling Sunset star Chrishell Stoss and Jason Oppenheim, but something good did come out of it, and that is a baby name.
All right.
Well, y'all, it seems after the breakup, Chrishell said, I know I want to be a mom. We even came up with a name for our fictitious child. Her name is Maverick.
Middle name Goose.
Head crack. Did you guys have the names figured out ahead of time?
For three of my kids, yes. And then for like the last kid, while my wife was knocked out, delivering a baby, like he was like, "Yo, what's the kid's name?" It's like, who's my favorite boxer? Tyson. Who do I say a lot? Peace.
Nice. And there it is. I like that.
Catch
brother.
Your unconscious. That's how you do it.
Dope.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so not fair.
The other one weren't there. And then she tried to make it seem like I named the
story
other two
ever.
Kids. I was like, no, you embedded those names and made it seem like it was my idea, which it was not.
There's something special about the kid being named Tyson and your wife was knocked out at
right.
the moment.
Right.
Like, I have never made up any baby names, but I have one. Like, my name is Tanner Thomason, and I like the two T's. Mm. So when I do have kids, I'm hoping that I can give them T names.
Okay.
Like, I don't care what the name is as long as it's T's.
What would be the baby's names?
So, like, Troy Thomas would be nice, maybe like a Tiffany. Yeah.
Takesha?
I could have a Takesha,
Takesha. That'd be fire.
Tenacity. Tambourine.
Yes, Tambourine.
Okay,
yes.
We might. Tambourine. Well, let's think about it. We'll think about that one.
Tyquisha.
Tyrone. I could have a Tyrone.
I ain't met a white boy named Tyrone yet.
All right, so up next, honey, be careful before you hit send, honey, or you can find yourself having some explaining to do. We'll explain after the break. And yeah, you got to watch that, too.
Okay.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, just the last story of the day, so...
This is it!
All right, so check this out. A TikToker shared that he applied to his dream job at his dream company, and while doing so, he accidentally uploaded, wait for it, a copy of his STD results instead of a cover letter.
Oh, my God.
Yo!
Wait, were they positive or negative? Was it something bad on there?
It was negative. Now, Jacquez Paul said that after he received his results, he was so happy that he was all negative that he applied to his dream job. But fortunately, that job was not at Brazzers, okay? So, not only did he not get the job, but he did get over 1 million views on TikTok, so he could.
Well, I would want to crawl under a rock, y'all, if something like that would happen.
Yo, Chewy, if someone gets your STD results and they're all negative, you would think that they would think you're a responsible person.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't have hired him because you could mess up some paperwork within the company that's important and send them the wrong thing. So that's what I would
think.
That's
valid.
Okay, that's actually a great point. That's a great point.
But do you think like they had that, yo, look at this guy's moment in the office.
Absolutely,
You have to show this to people.
Hell yeah, they had that moment.
If he had an office, I would have made a bunch of prints and made it like a wallpaper.
Hell yeah.
And you'd be like,
It's just like,
welcome to your first day, bro. Welcome. Yeah. Welcome.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.